We're now going to talk about one of the most important things physiologically, which is acid-base balance. And in order to survive, you have to keep your blood pH in very, very narrow limits. So the normal blood pH should be somewhere between 7.35 to 7.45. And really, if it goes in either direction, either ones of those ends, then pretty soon you're in very serious problems. So if it becomes less than 7.35, so it becomes 7.34, 7.32, etc., that is known as acidosis. If you go in the reverse direction, 7.46, 7.47, etc., you're going to enter alkalosis. Okay, so your blood could be too acidic or it could be too alkaline. And all sorts of biochemical pathways will stop working and things will go completely wrong in your cell if you do not keep the correct blood pH. Now, there are different causes of acid-base problems. You could have what's called a respiratory acid-base problem, in which case the problem is caused by the lungs. And if it's caused by the lungs, then obviously the lungs cannot deal with it. The only organ that can deal with it in that case, or the main organ to deal with it, will be the kidneys. So right now we are not talking about respiratory acidosis and alkalosis. Instead, we're talking about metabolic acidosis and metabolic alkalosis. So let's start off by looking at metabolic acidosis. This is when the blood pH will be decreasing, 7.35, 7.34, etc. What might cause this to happen? Well, there's a couple of fairly normal things. I say normal, but you don't want to have these every day, obviously. One is severe diarrhea, and we're not talking just a little bit of diarrhea now, we're talking severe diarrhea. Or you could have ingested excess alcohol, which basically is going to end up giving you acetic acid. So you've got to think, okay, the pH is decreasing, 7.35, 7.34, 7.33, etc. It's going down. How is your body going to deal with it? And we're going to use the lungs, and we're going to use our famous equation. So we've always got one equation that the lungs can use. Carbon dioxide plus water, giving us carbonic acid, H2CO3, which gives us hydrogen ions and bicarb. And of course, we can reverse it in the reverse direction. Bicarb and hydrogen giving us carbonic acid, which we then break down to carbon dioxide and water. So what are we going to do if we've got basically too many hydrogen ions in the body, which is the problem we have when we suffer from acidosis? So how are we going to do that? Are we going to drive the equation so that we drive it to the right and end up producing more bicarb and more hydrogen ions? Or are we going to drive it to the left? Well, the answer is, of course, that we're going to drive it to the left. We're going to take our bicarbonate ions from the plasma. We're going to convert them to carbonic acid by combining them with hydrogen. And then we're going to take our carbonic acid and we're going to break it down to carbon dioxide and water. And we can breathe off the carbon dioxide, and at the same time we can breathe off some water as well. And most probably we're talking about hyperventilation. We're increasing our breathing rate so we can get rid of carbon dioxide and get rid of water. Because if we have carbon dioxide present, we could run the equation in the reverse direction, which could end up producing more hydrogen ions. And you might say, well, that's good because I produce more bicarbonate ions as well. But remember, the bicarb don't really have any effect in the bloodstream because they go out into the plasma in exchange for chloride ions, so they will have very little effect. So now let's look at the reverse situation, which is metabolic alkalosis. Again, this is not caused by the lungs. Typical causes could be excessive vomiting, or you could have ingested a lot of antacid, which is sodium bicarbonate. So again, what is going to be the response of the body to this? It's going to be the lungs that are going to deal with it. Again, we're going to use our same old equation. CO2 plus water gives us H2CO3, which gives us H plus bicarb. And of course, we can run it in either direction. So what do we want to do here? Metabolic alkalosis. We've got too many negative charges in the body, not enough hydrogen ions. So this time we're going to run the reaction in the other direction. We're going to run it to the right. We're going to go carbon dioxide plus water, which is going to form carbonic acid, which is going to break down and give us hydrogen ions and bicarb. The bicarb won't have any effect, remember, because it's going into the plasma in exchange for chloride ions. So what we've done is we've produced more hydrogen ions. And in order to do that, we want to hypoventilate. We want to retain carbon dioxide so we can drive the equation to the right. carbon dioxide plus water, etc., ending up with the production of hydrogen ions. So that is basically the role of the lungs in terms of acid-base balance. The key thing to remember is the lungs deal with metabolic acidosis and metabolic alkalosis.